I, Alfrich, monk and mass priest, though weaker than is becoming for such an ordination, was sent in the day of King Athelred from Bishop Alfea, Athelwold's successor, to a monastery called Kern, at the request of the Thane Athelmer, whose family and character are known everywhere. There my mind was kindled, I trust by the grace of God, that I should translate this book from the Latin language into the English vernacular. Not with the audacity of my own great learning, but because I have seen and heard much heresy in many English books, which unlearned men in their simplicity have counted as great wisdom. It grieved me that they neither knew nor had the teachings of the Gospels in their own writings, except only those men who know Latin, and except those books which King Alfred prudently had translated from Latin into English, which are available. Therefore, I dare to undertake this composition, trusting in God, and also because men have need of sound instruction, even more so at this time at the end of the world, when there will be many dangers for mankind before the end comes. Our Lord said as much to his disciples in his Gospel. Then there will be such afflictions as have never been from the beginning of the world. Many false Christs will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will do many signs and wonders to deceive mankind, as well as the elect, if they can. And unless Almighty God shortens those days, all men will die. Yet for his elect, he will shorten those days. With God's help, everyone may more easily withstand the coming trials, if they are established in biblical teaching. For those who continue in the faith until the world ends will be saved. Many trials and tribulations will come into this world before the end. They are the heralds of eternal damnation for those evil men who will suffer forever in dark hell for their sinful deeds. Then the Antichrist will come, who is fleshly man and true devil, just as our Savior is truly man and God in one person. The visible devil will perform countless wonders and say that he himself is God, and will seduce mankind to his heresy. Yet his time will not be long, because God's wrath will destroy him, and this world will end soon after. Christ our Lord healed the weak and sickly, while the devil, who is called Antichrist, that is, opposite Christ, weakens and sickens those in good health, and heals no one from illness except those whom he earlier corrupted himself. He and his followers secretly corrupt the bodies of men through the devil's power, and then they heal them publicly for everyone to see. But they cannot heal any whom God himself afflicted. Through his evilness, he seduces men to turn from faith in their Maker to his own artifices, because he is the source of artifice and evilness. Almighty God permits the honorless Antichrist to work signs and wonders and persecution for 3.5 years, for in that time there will be such great evilness and crookedness among mankind that they well deserve that devilish persecution, which is eternal damnation for them that bow to him, and is endless joy for them who by faith resist him. For God permits his elect servants to be cleansed from all sin through this great persecution, just as gold is tried by fire. The devil slays those who stand against him, and then, in holy martyrdom, they go to the heavenly kingdom. He honors those who believe his lies, and they will afterward receive eternal torment as the reward for their heresy. The honorless one will cause fire to come from above, and men will think it pours from heaven, as if the devil were God Almighty, who has power over heaven and earth. Christians must then be mindful of the devil's behavior when he asked God if he might tempt Job. The devil made fire come from above, as if from heaven, and burned up all of Job's sheep out in the field, and all the shepherds with them, except for one to bring him the news. Though the fire did come from above, the devil did not actually send it from heaven, because he cannot be in heaven, not since he was cast out because of his arrogance. Nor does that cruel Antichrist have the power to send heavenly fire, although he may appear to do so through the devil's craftiness. It is wiser for everyone to be aware of this deceit and know what they believe, in case anyone should have to endure the same great misery. Our Lord commanded his disciples to learn and to teach all people the things which he himself taught them. But there are now too few who teach well and model the teaching correctly. The same Lord also cried through his prophet Ezekiel, "If you do not oppose the unrighteous and admonish him that he should turn from his wickedness and live, then will the wicked die in his unrighteousness, and I will exact from you his blood," that is, his destruction. But if you do warn the unrighteous, and he will not turn from his wickedness, you will free your soul with that admonition, and the wicked will die in his unrighteousness. Again, the Almighty spoke to the prophet Isaiah, "Cry out and do not stop. raise your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their faults, and to the house of Jacob their sins. With such commands in mind, I felt that I could not stand guiltless before God, if I would not declare to other men the truth of the gospel, either in word or in writing, which God himself spoke and afterward revealed to holy teachers. I know many people in this country more learned than I am, but God reveals his glory through whomever he will. As the Almighty Creator, he works his work through his elect, not because he needs our help, but so that we may earn eternal life by performing his work. The Apostle Paul said, "We are God's assistants, even though we do nothing for God without God's help." Now in God's name I bid and beseech that if anyone transcribes this book, he diligently correct it by the original, lest we be held accountable for someone else's careless writing. The irresponsible writer does much evil unless he corrects his mistakes, for he changes true doctrine to deceitful heresy. Therefore, everyone should straighten out what they have bent crooked, if he would be innocent of God's judgment.